I think the part in what you were saying that really kicked off for me is when you said, like, these cats out here, like, they're calling themselves demons now and all this kind of stuff, right?
Right.
And it's like, you know, as far as that type of stuff, that type of stuff has been playing with energies and spiritual stuff has been going on, especially in particularly rock music, for quite a long time, even before hip-hop had a chance to really, you know, really jump off. But once again, people sampling from these things, it has to have some type of influence. But our job was, the sampling element wasn't to bite, because we know biting is definitely, at least now, at least back in the day, wasn't allowed in hip-hop at all.
You get called out. You get called out for that. Right.
Quick, and you should have been, right, and that should be across the board. But when hip-hop starts to get into this spiritual stuff and playing with, like, deep elements and principles, hip-hop has always been a genre that's much more direct than all of it. I mean, a lot of styles of music weave concepts in there very cleverly, and hip-hop is no exception to that. But in general, hip-hop was more just blunt and straightforward and direct. So if an artist is talking about sex, violence, it can be blended in a way where you wouldn't even tell us what the song is about. But when you start spitting, when you're emceeing it, you just saying it straight up, where you're going to get confused about what I'm talking about. You know exactly what I'm trying to say. Now, where it may get confused is in the wittiness of the wordplay and stuff like that. That might trip people up, but the message is usually not too much masked or hidden. It's being done more now, but that was generally usually not the case or the intent or the style. And you have to be credible. That level of credibility, as well as, are you from the hood, quote unquote, this comes up a lot too. So even if, you know, if you're not from the hood, that takes some points from your credibility. And if you're not doing what you're saying in your actual lyrics on the regular, this takes from your credibility. And whoever has the most credibility can win. This has kind of been to some degree, I want to call it machismo, but it's just been a kind of a competitive thing in hip hop. So you got this competition where everybody's trying to one up each other on their credibility, and everybody's trying to one up each other in their wordplay. And I know this from firsthand, being an MC or artist myself or whatever. The wit and the intensity of the wordplay, it's two styles. So I'm going to say some real witty punchlines or whatever, and try to really take the wordplay to a whole different dimension. And everybody's trying to push that. That's one of the elements. That's what you're supposed to do as an MC, you know, in its truest form. But you also have the element of intensity. So I'm going to say I'm hotter than a candlestick or something. I'm just saying some bullshit. Right. You know? I mean, excuse my language. I'm just saying something. And then somebody else the next artist going to have to compete with that. He's going to come and say, I'm hotter than the stove. And then the next person want to come and say, well, I'm hotter than fire. You know, well, then what's hotter? And at some point, you're going to reach a peak where nothing can get too much hotter. So now you got to start going to some different dimension, and you start looking for things. So, well, I'm hotter than hell. I'm hotter than Satan in the middle of the sun. And you got to just push it and push it and push it. And at some point, it's not even about finding creative ways to do it. It's just trying to one-up without having any real substance to it. It's just trying to one-up and one-up and one-up. So at some point, you have the wit versus intensity. Which one is easier? The intense aspect of it. So it's much easier to just be intense and get an all factor than to be witty, creative, intelligent with it, you know what I'm saying? And then have your style and vernacular on point and all that kind of stuff. So people usually end up going for the intense part because they can do more much faster and quicker. Like, a lot of times when you hear a lot of cats freestyle, they instantly say the hardest stuff they can come up with. And when they say stuff with more thought behind it or more depth, it's written a lot. Now, you have some real good artists who can do this naturally, natively. But when they style and they're trying to say stuff intense and they get like, ooh, ah, type of fact. Then you have your image and the industry when you're signing these contracts, that image thing is ultra heavy. With the artists and stuff trying to constantly prove themselves and have the hardest and baddest image, and then the industry coming behind them, like feeding it and egging it on and promoting it, where within the contract you have to pick one of these images and kind of stick with it. And right. It forces you in this box. So if you, I came out hard, now I got to stay hard. As well as we need to factor in the fans, because the fans encourage this stuff. You know, we get a lot of artists that'll do some real, and the fans will ignore them. Because what's the excuse, bro, all the time? I'm giving the people what they want. I'm doing this for the fans and blah, blah, blah. Industries, labels, everybody, many people who own BS can always use that as an excuse or a reason why they did something negative that way, because, quote unquote, that's what the people want, you know?
Right.
And just like people can judge with their pocketbooks, they judge when they listen. And then an artist comes correct, and now you got to put him side by side with the violent, temperamental cat, and the people, the majority at least, the people goes with the negative stuff, the sex sales, the violent sales, the drug sales. I mean, you have your select few who's living that life, so it applies to them and they can relate. But many of these people never can live that reality. So just like they watch a movie to see things, or even a love film, that, oh, I wish love was like that. It's not like that, but it's nice to see that idea in a movie and get emotional. People listen to hip-hop to get to that place that they can never really be, and they can never experience in life, but would like to be in that dark place or that hood spot or that wild place to see what it's like. They don't have the heart or the need even, or the real desire to be there, but they almost get to kind of experience that a little bit, you know, through listening to the music. So
yeah, I definitely agree.
So it's the fan, it's the artist, and it's the labels and industries, or the, you know, those powers that be who are running these things. But between all these elements, you got, you know, your credibility and your image and all the competition of people trying to one up each other's credibility and image, and then with the intensity and the style of music, everybody's trying to see who can be more intense. And you gotta be, now when you got vultures in the background playing with your culture, they can see these weaknesses, and they're going to encourage them, because you got to factor in the capitalism and other agendas too that right. come with that. But now it's not about being 100, it's just about, hey, if a person was going through hell and he rapped about it and it sold, now we're going to manufacture that image. We can take every real life experience that really moves people, and then we can manufacture like fake versions of them and put them out here. I mean, remember, let's go over some of the slang terms and that people used to use to each, you know, certain phases that the artists used to define themselves. So I'm cold, I'm the bomb, or I'm hard. These was this kind of, you know, not too bad terms. But then it turned into like, you know, I'm the, you know, I'm
the realest.
That's what I'm like. The right, I'm the realest. And I'm the hardest. But then it turned into like, oh, I'm a goon. You know what I'm saying? Can't nobody f- with me. And then it's like, well, then I'm a what's a goon to a goblin? You know.
Right.
Now we want to get. Now we got to take it to the next level. And then, well, if you a goblin, I'm a beast. You know, remember that one? I'm a beast. You know, I got a song that I really thought I'm a beast. You dig what I'm saying? And
right.
Then we go from a beast, so now you gotta pay attention. Now you gotta start paying attention. We're reaching a peak here, and it's gonna move into a different realm at that point. So if you a beast, then I'm the devil. You know what I'm saying? Or I'm just
I'm on demon time.
You hard and the killer. I'm a demon. Well, I'm the devil himself, and then boom, gotcha. And now. At that point, at some point, it's not like the average human knows about anything beyond these ideas. So now we're at the peak. So at some point, everybody's just going to have to be a devil and a demon. Everybody's going to have to put upside down crosses on your forehead. And see, because that's now the image coming in. Each thing that you say, when you blend it in with the credibility and the image and stuff like that, now you have to, in hip-hop, whatever you're saying, you're going to have to play that image. You know what I'm saying? You're going to have to put on that role. So if I'm saying I'm hard, I got to be hard. So what happens when we start one-up each other lyrically? And now we're saying, now we have to keep going till we reach demonic status or something. Now I'm a demon. You know what I'm saying? Well, now I got to start carrying myself and behaving that way. Total destruction at that point.